Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Tom Lounges, and it's time for Midwest Beat, a program about music, entertainment, and events. We're going to cover all of those in the first hour. You see, we've got a special event happening on Saturday. That's tomorrow. The Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana, is going to be partnering with the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana and Gary Animal Control for an outdoor concert slash adopt-a-thon. We're going to have Leanne Stutler, James Guetta, and Jack Whittle performing there tomorrow. Coming up on this hour, we'll be talking to representatives from the Hard Rock Casino, the Humane Society, and Miss Leanne Stutler herself. We'll be playing songs from all three of those artists and talking all about this great event that's happening tomorrow at the Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana, in the parking lot from 9 to 1. Stay with us. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Tom Lounges. Thank you for listening to Lakeshore Public Radio at 89.1 FM on the dial and streaming worldwide at lakeshorepublicradio.org. Today, we talk about two topics that are near and dear to my heart, things I'm passionate about, music and animals. That's right. Today, our first hour is going to be about a special event that's going on at the Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana, tomorrow in the parking lot. Second hour will be an interview with Willie Nile, my favorite New York rocker, who's going to be at the Acorn Theater this weekend, also tomorrow. So we'll tune in with Willie and catch up on his career and play some songs from his new album coming up the second hour, so stay with me for that. But right now, let's talk about this special event. Again, it's happening tomorrow from 9 a.m. Yeah, that's early for me. 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's at the Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana, at 5400 West 29th Avenue. That's in Gary, and they're hosting the Animal Adopt-A-Thon in partnership with the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana and Gary Animal Control. It's going to be held in the southeast corner of the Hard Rock parking lot. So stop on out and visit us on your way to roll the dice. You see, the animals are coming out. The puppies, the kittens, the dogs, the cats, they're coming out and they're rolling the dice that they're going to meet somebody who's going to take them home. Somebody that's going to step up and say, I need a new best friend. So we're going to be out there tomorrow in force, and I'll be joined by some great entertainers who are donating their time and talent. James Guetta, Jack Whittle, and Leanne Stutler will all be there joining me as well. We're going to talk to Leanne a little later in the program, and we're going to talk to Frieda White, the director of the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana in Miller. And we're going to also talk to somebody who's very involved in this event and actually put it together. Jamie Harris, Vice President of Hard Rock Northern Indiana Security and Parking. So, stay with me. We'll be covering a lot of ground in this first hour. And if you love animals like I do, you won't want to miss this event or this show. Let's start things off by letting the music do the talking. Leanne has a great song because it kind of relates to this situation. You know, a lot of shelter animals, sometimes they've got second chances or third chances, and sometimes they're just out of time. And that's the name of this song, Out of Time, Leanne Stutler. original music, Leanne Stutler, off her latest album, Keeps Getting Better. That's a song called Out of Time. And one of the things that that we think over at the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana is no animal is ever out of time. We take these little fellas in and we take care of them until they get forever homes. And that's what we're hoping for tomorrow at the big Adopt-a-thon. Yeah, Adopt-a-thon at the Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana. Again, that's at 5400, sorry about that, West 29th Avenue in Gary. We're hosting the Adopt-a-thon with the Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana, the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana, and the Gary Animal Control folks, teaming up from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Leanne Stutler, who we just heard there, is a big animal advocate, and she's been on this show many times. In fact, she's written some songs about her dogs. How much more can you love your animals? She'll be there performing along with James Guetta and Jack Whittle. We're going to have a great time out there. Three top Northern Indiana artists that have been traveling all through the Midwest and all have recordings out and all are getting radio play. We'll hear some songs from all of those this first hour. And we'll also be talking with Leanne toward the end of the show. And we're also going to talk to Frieda White. She's the director of the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana, to give you an insight on what the shelter does and what kind of little critters they'll be bringing out tomorrow. But right now, let's talk to Jamie Harris, Vice President of Hard Rock Northern Indiana Security and Parking. Jamie is one of the folks that are instrumental in getting this ball rolling, along with Sergeant Darlene Breitenstein of Animal Control in Gary. Jamie, how are you?
I'm well, Tom. How are you today?
Doing great. I got to say, thank you so much for opening the door over there and doing us as part of your outreach to the community with the Hard Rock Casino Northern Indiana.
Absolutely. We're happy to help. We certainly partner up with many members of our community here, and what better one to help to try to get these animals out in good, loving homes. So it's just an easy button.
Okay. What exactly is, how long have you been there? I know the casino is relatively new. Have you been with the company for a while, or is this a new position created for this particular location?
So I'm a retired police officer here out of the Sheriff's Department, and I was picked up here back in January, and we went through our opening processes for the casino, and we opened up, as you know, in May, and we've been rolling ever since.
I was part of that opening documentary, and I just saw some advanced footage on that. And this is a great place. Lots of restaurants, of course, lots of gaming. And soon you're opening up the big theater with Disturbed as your first act the first week of November. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, we are ready to rock. We've got five different food venues that are here. And just like you mentioned, Disturbed is going to be here November 4th. And we're looking for an awesome performance and a great crowd to show up.
We've got three entertainers that will be performing tomorrow in the parking lot, and they're all donating their time 100%, their time and talents. And I told them that as a thank you, I'm going to take them all out to lunch at one of the many options over there. What would you suggest? What do you think we should try for food?
What are you looking for, the best burger in the area or the best steak?
Oh, I don't know. So many decisions.
I'll tell you, our Hard Rock Cafe is fantastic. The burgers in there are exactly what you think they are. We hear everybody talk about how good the steaks are here at Council Oaks, and those folks work hard to make sure that there's good food coming out all the time. And you can get to walk over and view the steaks that are there before you get to eat them. It's just it's a fantastic venue to go over and check out.
Okay, very good. We'll have to flip the coin or let Leanne, being the female of the bunch, make the choice, I guess.
I would say, since she's so into music, she probably would go to the cafe. It's music-themed, all kinds of different memorabilia over there for everybody to check out while you're eating.
Sounds like a plan. Let's talk about how this event came about. Now, Darlene Breitenstein is a member of the board with the Humane Society Northwest Indiana. And also, I think she's involved with the casino. Is that correct?
She is. She works off-duty for us here. She works a moonlighting job after she gets done with her work for the city.
So how did this conversation come about between you and Sergeant Breitenstein to make this event tomorrow happen?
Well, as you know, security and making everybody feel safe is a big deal. We employ our awesome City of Gary police officers to come out and work with us. And Darlene and I were walking around. I was just kind of walking the beat with her, so to speak, around mm-hmm. the casino. And she's been in the casino world for about 25 years, so we're both listening and learning from each other. And I had asked her, you know, what she does for the day job for the city, and she explained it to me and said, basically, you know, we're looking for people to help out, whether it's, you know, for kitty litter or food donations. And she was talking about people coming in for adoptions, and just kind of the natural course of the conversation went to, well, you know, why can't we help? You know, we have a marketing team that does a great job. We have the facility here in a location that, you know, people come through often. Mm-hmm. We have thousands of people that come through, you know, 8094 and Burr. And why not put something up to try to help these animals out?
Well, we appreciate that. And for folks that are going to come out, you can find the full wish list of different items that that we need at HumaneSocietyNorthwestIndiana.org. Again, that's HumaneSocietyNorthwestIndiana.org. Some of those items on the list are like Pedigree puppy food, Purina cat, dog, and kitten chow, Clorox bleach because the shelter constantly needs cleaning and disinfecting. There's just all kinds of things we need, right on down to postage stamps. So help out if you can. We'd love for you to be able to come out and adopt an animal. We're going to have plenty there, our goodwill ambassadors, as we call them. We take them out on field trips, and they love to get out and visit folks and get their bellies scratched and their ears scratched. And we'll have dogs, and we'll have cats and kittens and puppies. We've got a bunch of puppies, I guess, that have just come in. We're going to have Frieda White, the director, joining us a little bit later, and she'll talk about some of the animals that'll be out there. But come out. It starts at 9 o'clock. I'll be spinning tunes for the first 45 minutes to an hour, and then we're going to have the artists perform. We'll have Leanne, James, and Jack. And I'm not quite sure how they've worked it out. I think they're all going to do a small short set themselves, and I think the final set might be all of them together because they are good friends and they have performed in the past. And it's all different styles of music. Leanne is very country Americana. James is folk Americana with a very strong Johnny Cash kind of groove. And Jack Whittle, he's just an amazing slide guitarist and blues Americana artist. So it's going to definitely be a very flavored event, kind of like the five different food options you've got there. We've got three great musical options for you. And again, this is happening at Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana, 5400 West 29th Avenue. Now, Jamie, this is a very easy place to find. You got your big sign up finally on 94 there. So they exit on Burr if they're coming from the highway, or they exit on Burr from Ridge Road. Two ways to get in, correct?
That's right. Those are the two fastest ways to get in.
Now, we're going to be located at the southeast corner of the Hard Rock parking lot. Whereabouts is that? I mean, which way would be better to come in, off the expressway or off Ridge?
Probably off the expressway. You're just going to come in south on Burr. You're going to take an immediate right on 29th Avenue, and you should see the tents. It's right next to a lake, you know, on the east side of our property. It should be very easy for you to find out. Our marketing team done a wonderful job. They're going to get signs that are out there for us. Just look for the Hard Rock Security Rover. He'll be out there with his lights on, and I'm sure they're going to hear the music when they start coming through.
Right, right. Now, are you going to be out there for this?
I will be. Looking forward to it.
This will be fun. I'd love to meet you. You're an interesting guy, to say the least. And certainly a big heart when it comes to giving back to the community. I've got to ask you, are you an animal guy?
I am. My family has actually adopted we adopted the very best dog I've ever had in my entire life. I was a little skeptical because you're just not kind of sure. Mm-hmm. And she is the best animal that we've ever had.
So, how long have you had her?
6 years now.
Wow. What kind of dog is it?
She's a pit bull Dalmatian mix.
Oh, that's an interesting mix.
Yeah, she's a black and white spotted pit bull, and she is as friendly and great with kids, great with other animals. I really think we hit the jackpot with her.
Excellent. Well, thank you for adopting, choosing, you know, opting to adopt, as we like to say in the business. And is there anything that that you think we need to let people know from your end about tomorrow's event?
You know, the one thing I do want to make sure is Darlene Breitenstein from the Gary Police Department, she's such a passionate person. She puts her heart and soul into these animals. And she's really hopeful. And our team here is so hopeful that a lot of people come out and make some great choices for their family with an animal and give them a good place to live. There's just so much work that goes in behind the scenes on these. And Darlene, you know, we just need to make sure that she gets the credit she deserves.
Right.
For sure.
Right. And if you can't adopt, that's okay. Come out and show support. Like I said, visit the animals. They love socialization. Bring out some dog food, kitty food, baking soda, stamps, whatever you can bring. And if you want to make a cash donation, Frida will be there. And believe me, every dime, every nickel, every penny goes towards these animals that we take in. We'll also be selling some stuff out there. We're going to have candles and T-shirts and all the Humane Society swag. And we'd love for you to buy your Christmas gifts early and help support the animals that way. There's so much you can do. And then, of course, after that, you'll feel pretty good about it. So you'll go on to celebrate inside. And maybe you'll make a big winning. And you can donate part of that, too. You never know.
Absolutely.
Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana, 5400 West 29th Avenue. My guest on this portion of the show, Jamie Harris, Vice President of Hard Rock Northern Indiana Security and Parking. Mr. Harris, thank you so much.
Anytime. Thanks for having us. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
All righty. We'll be there. 9 o'clock it starts. I'll be there spinning tunes for a while. Then we'll get the artists up. And one of those artists happens to be James Guetta. So let's play something from his latest album, The Dynaline Sessions, Volume 1, and the title track, Bad Things Happen. This is James. He'll be out there, so make sure you are too.
Some scared 17-year-old is shot down in the gutter by a 40-year-old man who felt his safety was at risk, 'cause the kid was playing music loud and looking at nice houses, proud with the brazen dream someday having his. And we hear it on the news, everybody gets the blues, up in arms over the right to bear them souls. But the kid's still laying dead with a bullet hole in his head, and his poor mama has years of tears to go. Crowds clamor for change and they want someone to blame, but the killer's sitting at home with his wife and kids. The issue's not of race, they say, Lady Justice saving face today. Bad things happen, that's just how it is. An out-of-sorts 16-year-old steals his father's pistol and goes to school that morning with a point to prove, 'cause he's ignored all day at home and at school he's all alone. So he starts shooting as fast as they can move. And we hear it on the news, everybody gets the blues, up in arms over the right to bear them so. But you cannot blame the gun, or the father, or the son. No, he's just crazy, and that's how crazy goes. Too many shootings now to count, too many bodies on the ground. But you're right, supersede the lives of kids. You can't take guns away, 'cause America don't work that way. Bad things happen, and that's just how it is. And we hear it on the news, everybody gets the blues, up in arms over the right to bear them so. It takes a person to shoot a gun, but it takes a gun to shoot someone. You can't ban people, so maybe the gun should go. But we were born with the right under the founding fathers' might, and we've worshipped them since we all were kids. So with one hand on the Bible and the other on a rifle, bad things happen, and that's just how it is. Bad things happen, and that's just how it is.
Brand new music, James Guetta, that is the title track, Bad Things Happen, off the Dynaline Sessions album. And James has a new album coming out soon. He had a previous album called Thick as Thieves, and he's been a regular on this show a lot over the last couple of years since I met him, along with Leanne Stutler, who will be joining us by phone in just a little bit. We heard from her earlier. And then Jack Whittle is also going to be there tomorrow. Tomorrow, of course, being the big Adopt-a-thon presented by the City of Gary Animal Control and the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana, along with the Hard Rock Casino Northern Indiana folks. You can find us in the southeast corner of the Hard Rock parking lot tomorrow at 5400 West 29th Avenue in Gary. And speaking of the shelter, we just had Jamie Harris on, the Vice President of Hard Rock Northern Indiana Security and Parking. Now we have the lady of the hour. She is the Executive Director of the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana and someone I've known for a long time. This is Frieda White. Frieda, how are you?
Well, hello.
It's been at least, what, half hour since I talked to you?
I think 45 minutes.
All right. Now, I was talking with Jamie Harris earlier about the situation and how it came about with him and Darlene, who both work, obviously, for the casino in security. Darlene is a member of the board, correct, with the Humane Society?
No.
Yes?
No. No, she's not.
She's not. Okay. But she works with the animal control, and she works with our shelter quite closely.
Absolutely.
So she's going to be out there, and she's going to be bringing some of their animals. You're going to be out there, and you're bringing some of the Humane Society animals. Tell us what we're going to have out there. I assume it's going to be quite a variety of little critters.
Absolutely. We've got seven puppies that are 9 weeks old. They are blue tick healer mix. We've got a couple little dogs. We've got two huskies.
Ooh.
And a couple others.
All right.
And we're taking about four cats, and Darlene will have some kittens
and
a few of her own dogs.
Great. Now, this is happening from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m., so folks can come out and they can actually visit with the animals, get to know them a little bit, and the process for adopting. You guys have applications you'll have on site, and there are situations where sometimes you can verify things quickly and they can actually take them home that day. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Wow, this is very cool. What are your thoughts on this as a first-time event at the Hard Rock Casino? I think this is going to be an interesting pairing of the forces.
Oh, I'm so excited and so grateful to them because, you know, it's going to get not only our Humane Society out there, but I think it's going to bring people in where we are located in Gary and know who we are.
Right. And you are located at 6100 Melton Road, which is in the Miller section of Gary. And folks can get online and keep in touch with all the different events that the shelter does. They're a very active shelter when it comes to fundraising and doing things. And that's at millercritters.net. And there's a wish list up there. And we had mentioned a few things like Pedigree Puppy Food, Purina Cat, Dog, and Kitten Chow, Clorox Bleach, Stamps. You need all kinds of things all the time because one of the things I got to say when I go to the shelter, it's one of the cleanest I've ever been in. And there are times I walk in, I'm like, are there really animals here? And you do a great job, Frieda, so thank you for that. And
thank you to my employees. They do wonderful.
So folks can drop off these different items with us tomorrow over at the casino, and they can drop them off at the shelter anytime because you're always in need of supplies.
Correct.
All right. Now, tomorrow we're going to have three live entertainers. I know that James and Leanne have both done different fundraisers with your shelter in the past. Jack is doing his first time with us. Leanne Stutler, James Guetta, Jack Whittle will all be performing between 9 and 1. As I said, they're probably planning to do a couple of independent sets, and then they're going to get together and play together. And that's always a pleasure. I've seen them work together, and it's a lot of fun. It takes me back to the old town days when, like, John Prine and Steve Goodman and Bonnie Kolak would get together and do things. So I'm looking forward to a great entertainment afternoon where we combine a passion and love of animals with music. And, of course, there's lots of great restaurants there. So I think we're going to have a good time. Now, what time will you be setting things up? Do you know? I mean, is it going to start right at 9 with the animals if they get there promptly?
Yes. 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Now, you're going to be up and running.
Lots of coffee, I'm sure.
Oh, lots.
Humane Society, tell me a little bit about what makes the one in Miller special. I know that one of the things that I've always been passionate about has been the way you guys help out abused animals and mistreated animals. It's not just about getting everybody a warm and fuzzy puppy, you know, to take home. I mean, that's a big part of it, getting the homes for the animals. But you guys go above and beyond what a lot of shelters do. Explain a little bit about that procedure.
Yes, we've gotten in dogs that had the collars embedded into their skin. We've had some in here that we've had to have their leg amputated. We've had some that's been burnt. So it's quite lengthy, but we're usually the last stop for these babies. So, yeah, we do everything we can. My vet bills are astronomical, but it's for the animals.
Right, right. And when the folks adopt the animals, they've already been checked out and are in good shape. I mean, you don't let an animal go that's got issues that you know of. And when they adopt, it includes a lot of things, too. Tell us a little bit about what's included in the adoption package.
Well, for a dog or a puppy, it is a spay, neuter, first vaccinations, deworming, kennel ID tag, and microchips.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yes.
And what's the range? People always say, well, how much does it cost to adopt? I imagine that depends on the breed and the age and of a lot of variables, but ballpark it.
I would say anywhere from $200 to $350.
For a dog?
Yes.
And what about cats?
They're generally $95 and up. It depends if we've done everything, because the price of the animal includes the spay and the neuter also. So, you know.
So there's a lot of cost that the shelter has incurred in taking care of these animals and getting them ready to go. So they're family ready.
Absolutely.
All right. Facebook.com/Humane Society of Northwest Indiana. And also online at HumaneSocietyNorthwestIndiana.org is where you can keep up and find those wish lists. I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is a lot of fun.
Oh, I think it's going to be great, yes.
Now, folks,
and thank you again to the casino.
Definitely. Folks that can't adopt for whatever reason, allergies or they live in an apartment or their jobs, they can still help out because they can make donations. They can pick up some early Christmas gifts because you'll have a lot of cool merch out there like candles and T-shirts and things like that, correct?
That is correct, yes.
And we're never adverse to taking a donation, are we?
Oh, for sure.
So we're going to have some fun out there. We're going to make some music. Again, Leanne Stutler, James Guetta, Jack Whittle will be there 9 o'clock to 1 p.m. at the Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana, 5400 West 29th Avenue in Gary. Easy to access from I-94 or Ridge Road. Just get on Burr, and as Mr. Harris said, just turn. If you're getting off the expressway, turn right, and they'll have plenty of signs and directions to get to where we're getting. We're going to be outdoor in a parking lot, so we encourage you to come out early if you're coming to roll the dice or pull the handle or just get a great meal. There's lots of things to do at the casino, and of course, one of those things tomorrow is visiting with Frida and her staff and Sergeant Breitenstein and the animal control folks. We're just going to have some fun and hopefully get some animals some homes.
Oh, absolutely.
One thing I did want to ask you about briefly, and that is something that's been in the news lately, and that is I'm sure you've heard a lot of towns are passing policies aimed at puppy mills, and exactly. Explain to folks that don't know the difference between a breeder and a puppy mill, if you will.
Puppy mill is where they have like maybe 20 cages and they're just little bitty and they put them in there to have their babies. They have no other contact with them. They feed them, water them. That's the extent.
Wow. That sounds awful cruel. And I know that if you overbreed a dog, that causes all sorts of medical issues, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's awful. Yes.
All right. Well, hopefully that will become the norm. And I know a lot of the pet stores and things are working with the shelters now to have some different animals involved in like, I don't know what you would call it, on loan, basically, to check out. So hopefully that'll become the new thing. Is there anything, Frida, that that you want to add that people should know?
Just where we are located, come in and see us. I think you will be impressed.
I agree. That is a great, like I said, I visit a lot of shelters. One of the first things I noticed was how dedicated everybody was and how clean the shelter is. And it's hard when you got a lot of animals to keep things smelling well and disinfected, and especially in these times we're living in. You guys do an above-average job. Every time I'm in there, it's impressive. So thank you, and thanks to the staff.
Thank you. Yes, for sure.
All right. Keep up with Frida and her staff, Humane Society, NorthwestIndiana.org. You can also find them on Facebook. And better yet, go visit the shelter at some point. If you can't make it out tomorrow, make a point to visit the shelter and see if I'm wrong. See if you disagree with me. I think this is a great shelter. I think they deserve your attention and your support. You'll find them at 6100 Melton Road in Miller Beach, which is the Miller section of Gary. And you can keep up with them at millercritters.net, Humane Society, NorthwestIndiana.org, or on Facebook. And check out that wish list. And please stop by and drop off some supplies, either at the casino grounds tomorrow with us or over at the shelter. In fact, if you want to drop things off over at the record bin at either of our locations, I'll be happy to get all the supplies you can drop off as well in Hobart and Michigan City. So lots of ways you can help, even if you can't adopt. Let's do a tune now. We've already played something from Leanne. We've played Bad Things Happen recently there from James Guetta. Let's do something from Jack Whittle. This is off his earlier album. I think he's got a new one coming, but this is an old Sister Rosetta song. It's classic blues, but what you got to listen to is the amazing slide guitar that Jack plays. It's called That's All, and we'll be back with Leanne Stutler coming up.
All right, ain't no reason to start a fight. That's all. That's all. Just gotta have a little respect. I tell you, that's all. Yeah, this one loves Ireland. That's okay. She can wear a headdress all day. That's all. Yeah, that's all. Just gotta have a little love in your heart. I tell you that song. Thank you.
Mr. Jack Whittle. New Old Time is the name of the album, came out a couple of years ago, and that's called That's All. It's a great treatment of Sister Rosetta Thorne's song of the same title, obviously. Great slide guitar there from Mr. Whittle, great vocals. And Jack is going to be there tomorrow along with James Guetta and Leanne Stutler. Now, we had songs from both of them that we just recently played. And we're going to get to another Leanne song as she joins us by phone shortly. Once again, I want to remind you, if you just tuned in, that the second hour will feature my favorite New York rocker, Mr. Willie Nile, who will be performing tomorrow night at the Acorn Theater in Three Oaks, Michigan. And I'm hoping that I can make it out there after a long day in the parking lot at Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana, which is what we're talking about this hour, the big adopt-a-thon that's going to help out a lot of critters from the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana and the City of Gary Animal Control. It's happening tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So someone better have the coffee on, because I don't roll that early, but I will for the sake of the animals. And we're going to be joined by three great musicians who are all big-hearted folks. I've known James and Jack for quite a while now, and Leanne even longer. And these people are salt of the earth, and not only that, they're great entertainers and great songwriters. And we're going to get Leanne on to join us in just a second. But right now, let's play another track from her, because it's all about karma. You know, you give, you get, and good things come to those who do good things. That's my belief, and that's also Leanne's belief on this song. It's called Karma's My Best Friend, and you can earn some good karma by coming out tomorrow to the Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana, to the southeast corner of the parking lot to hear these artists play and meet some great adoptable animals. Dogs, cats, kittens, and puppies will all be there, along with Frieda White, along with Jamie Harris from the casino, along with me. And, well, we're just going to pitch a wang-dang-doodle, so to speak. So let's play some more Leanne Stutler. This is Karma's My Best Friend. We'll have Leanne joining us after this.
When she rears her head, they karma's your best friend.
What goes around comes around. What you give, you get. It's karma. And you can develop some great karma for you by joining us tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana, 5400 West 29th Avenue in Gary. The folks there are joined up with the City of Gary Animal Control, the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana, Leanne Stutler, James Guetta, and Jack Whittle, and they're getting together to build some karma and to help some homeless animals get forever homes and to raise money to help the shelter that helps them. So build some karma, have a great meal, enjoy some great music, and get some early Christmas shopping done. Like Frieda White was saying, they're going to have T-shirts and candles and air fresheners and all sorts of fun stuff that you can buy at their merchandise table. And I don't know for sure, but we'll find out in a minute if any of the artists might be having some merch as well. Joining us now, the lady you just heard right there from Karma's My Best Friend, Leanne Stutler. We heard earlier to start off the show Out of Time from her. And Leanne, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I mentioned earlier, I don't have it here because you haven't released them yet, but you've actually written songs about your dogs, and you have rescue dogs. So tell us a little bit, real quick, about how you got into rescue work. I mean, you work with the different shelters here and there from time to time. You've definitely helped this shelter in the past. What is it about animal rescue that lights your fire?
I've only ever had rescue dogs in my family growing up. I had my first dog. My parents got it before I was born. We had to put it down when I was 7, unfortunately. But once again, rescue dog right there that would have been left in a shelter because he wasn't the quote-unquote ideal dog to adopt. And then we ended up with another rescue dog when I was 18, and we got another one in a few years ago, and it's just something really close to me because I look at these animals and there's no reason that they should be left in a shelter or whatever their story is. They deserve to have a happy ending just like people do.
Right. I agree. And I appreciate the fact that you feel that way. I think we need more people to realize that it isn't always about a pedigree. It's about the love that an animal can give. And the shelter dogs really have an abundance of it because they've stored it up because they haven't had a lot of place to put it out.
Yes, yes. And sometimes it takes a little bit of work and a little bit of coaxing to get that love to come out or for them to feel that they're comfortable enough to attach themselves to a person or a family or whatever the situation may be. But I've experienced it in my own family, and I know so many other people that have gone the rescue route, the adoption route, and they would tell you that they wouldn't do anything else if it was possible. It's just so fulfilling for them.
Right, definitely. And you're going to be there tomorrow. You have been working with James Guetta and Jack Whittle trying to figure out how you're going to do this. And I've been kind of just mentioning, I really don't know what you're doing. I think you guys are going to do some individual sets and then get together and play a few together. I don't really know. Can you explain what the decision has been with the three of you?
The talk right now is that everybody's going to play a 30-minute set. We'll do a little bit of switch over, a few minutes in there, and then the next person will come on. And we're going to do that for the first three 30-minute sets. And then the last one, we're going to come together and we're just going to have kind of like a mini jam session, throw a song out there and let's see what happens kind of situation. But it's a lot of fun playing with these guys. Even though we've all got our different wheelhouses, there's a lot of songs and artists that still are to our core that we can identify with. And we feel like these are songs, let's just do it.
Cool. This is going to be fun. You guys have all played together in the past. You've all got respect for each other and friends. I kind of liken the three of you to Northwest Indiana's version of the classic 60s Old Town trio of John Prine, Steve Goodman, and Bonnie Kolak, who were the two guys and the girl in the middle, as I used to call them. They used to do a lot of shows together. They had their own respective careers and albums and things, but there was this common ground, this common thread, even though their styles were all different, that just made them perfect together. And seeing you guys at the Record Bin Jam Night a couple of weeks ago, I felt that. It like took me back to the 60s when those three were around doing their thing, of how you just work together. And here's this thing, you just get up on stage and you have no clue what you're going to do, and it could be a train wreck or it could be magic. And you guys made magic, and I hope that happens tomorrow.
You know, at the end of the day, it's all about having fun, too. And these are two guys that I have a blast with every time we get to talk to each other, every time we message each other, show each other support on social media or in person. I mean, now that the world is starting to open up a little bit, we just have a great time together. And this is, we're all really excited about this tomorrow, about this event.
And I kind of was trying to describe to people, we're playing music, of course. We've played some stuff from Jack and from James and from you. I kind of liken you, if I have to put a description on things, James is kind of Americana with an outlaw country groove, a Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard kind of thing, but very outspoken in some ways, very political minded. Jack is a great steel player. He's got the Americana blues thing going on that goes all the way back to the Front Porch time days. And you're kind of a hybrid of Americana, modern country, pop, and a little bit of Christian music in there. So it's an interesting blend, a gumbo, when the three of you get together.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and it's hard to pinpoint exactly, you know, what genre somebody would be fit into. I mean, we look at things like Spotify or iTunes or whatever, and you have to put one genre, but it's like, but this one song on this album isn't quite bad, and it's really cool to see how it all comes together. And then as you listen to somebody and get to know that person, you're like, okay, there's the Merle influence. There's the Johnny Cash influence. There's the John Prine. There's the whoever it may be in each artist. And it's like, okay, it's starting to make sense now.
Right, right. Now, tomorrow, are you going to be playing some of the new originals? I mean, we've been playing stuff off your recent album, which is keeps getting better. But as we discussed last time I talked to you, it's like a year and a half old now.
Yeah, we're going on 2 years already, and it's kind of scary to think about that. But yeah, I'm going to play some of the new stuff, and hopefully we'll get the new EP out here either at the end of this year, early next year. And it's full of new songs, new messages that I'm trying to get across to people, and I feel like this event is a perfect way too, because a lot of these songs are about inclusion and about family and about love and hope, and it feels like things are coming full circle for me.
Right, right. You've been at this for quite a while, and you recently went down to Nashville, correct?
Yeah, about a month ago.
Okay, and I know James has gone down there, and I don't know what Jack's been doing. Jack travels a lot. I know he goes to Bloomington and Indy. What's it like in other markets? Are you guys starting to catch fire a little bit in outside of Northwest Indiana?
A little bit. When you're a DIY musician, when everything is in your lap and you're in charge of it, it can be a little challenging, but every day there's a little bit of progress that gets made, and hopefully things will pick up a little bit more, but it's good to be able to reach out to other people too and start making connections in other places.
All right. Now, I did mention that you have written some songs about your dogs. You've got two that I know of, correct?
Yes.
And are you going to play them both tomorrow? It'd be a great place to play them.
Of course.
Leanne Stutler is my guest for this segment, and you can keep up with her at leannestutler.com. You can also find her on Facebook, and while we're giving out addresses, jamesgettamusic.com is where you can find James and keep up with him. And Jack, well, he's on Facebook, Jack Whittle Music at Facebook. And I know James has a Facebook page as well, so keep up with all these folks and support local music. And please come out and support them tomorrow as they donate their time and talent to help homeless animals with the Humane Society of Northwest Indiana and the City of Gary Animal Control. All three of them will be out there performing, dedicating their time at the Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana, 5400 West 29th Avenue in Gary. It's the official Animal Adopt-a-thon with the Humane Society, Animal Control, and the Hard Rock Casino, Northern Indiana. We had on the show earlier Frieda White, the executive director of the Humane Society, telling us about the kinds of different animals that they'll be bringing out. They'll have merchandise for sale. You can get early Christmas gifts. We had Jamie Harris, who's the vice president of the Hard Rock Northern Indiana Security and Parking, talking about how this all came about. They'll have plenty of signs posted, whether you come in from Ridge Road or from I-94. And if you've not been to the Hard Rock Casino Northern Indiana yet, it opened in May. What a beautiful place. And Leanne, I'm looking forward to having lunch with you, James, and Jack after the event. We're going to go in there and we're going to have a great meal, and we're going to check out all the cool memorabilia, since you guys are cool musicians. You're going to dig it. Have you been there yet?
I have not.
Oh, you're in for a treat, definitely.
Oh, I'm very excited.
Well, Mr. Harris suggested that I take you guys to the cafe itself. They have five places to eat there, but he said, go to the cafe. They're musicians. They're going to want to sit there as they enjoy their food and just look around. Your head will be spinning looking at all the cool stuff. So I think that's what we're going to do.
That sounds like a great plan to me.
All right. 9 o'clock, I'll be spinning tunes. And then probably around 10-ish is when the artists will start performing their sets, and I'll be playing tunes in between all that. So there will always be music going. Frida and her staff will be there with their merchandise and all that fun stuff. And, of course, lots of dogs, cats, puppies, and kittens coming out from the shelter as well as from the animal control folks. So join us. And, again, donations are encouraged. Dog food, puppy food, clay, cat litter, bleach, cleaning supplies, stamps, postage stamps. I mean, there's so much need for so many things. Get online and find out what exactly they need at HumaneSocietyNorthwestIndiana.org. There is a wish list, and the biggest wish on that list is that you all come out and support this event. Adopt an animal, visit an animal, scratch some bellies, scratch some ears, scratch Leanne because she's going to want to have some attention too. And we're just going to have some fun. A lot of camaraderie, a lot of good karma, as her song said, because that is what it's all about. Leanne, thank you for being such a wonderful person. And you and Jack and James donating your time as you do for different causes.
You're very welcome, and thank you for letting us be a part of this event. These kinds of things mean a lot to people, and I think all three of us really believe that you give back to the community that's given so much to you. So it's a wonderful thing to be a part of, so thank you.
All right, and I think on that note, we'll play the song called Thank You off your album. I think that's a good segue you just created there.
Hey, sometimes I do something like that, right?
Keeps Getting Better is the new album. Look for a new album coming out in late 2021, early 2022. Again, a final time, this is Leanne Stuttler. Keep up with her at leannestuttler.com. And we'll dedicate this to everybody that's going to come out tomorrow, that's going to support this event, and those that already have, those that have adopted animals from shelters, not necessarily these two shelters, but those that opt to adopt. Thank you for doing what you do. And this is Leanne, a final time. Leanne, thank you so much. I'll see you tomorrow, dear.
See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good heart, patient soul. Your love's so much more than you'll ever know. Quiet laugh, big wide grin. When can I see you again? You don't see everything that we see. And I wanna show you everything you showed me. So take my hand.
is a beautiful thing when you know it's worth living.